Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely receive, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, and we thank you for joining us, and good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, and good evening, Pastor Cox.
Well, good evening to you, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
And I know we've got a couple callers, so men, I'll turn it over to you, Brother Ralph. Glad to have you back, and I'll sure let you know when the callers come on.
All right. Thank you, sir. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the testimony show about those who've been set free from the different things that will torment a Christian. We give all glory to the Lord here on this show. We love to hear it because the testimony helps us overcome. And if you have any questions, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. That website has almost every bit of information we talk about here each week. Testimonies, training, prayers, everything you can need right there at the flick of a fingertip. And if you prefer a book, you can get the book called Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. You can obtain that by calling the office, 307-742-7582. I believe we ask a $20 offering for that. If you haven't already have it, we highly recommend the book. The pastor's done a really good job of laying it out, pretty simple in there, just the basic steps for deliverance. And we do welcome everybody, and thanks for being here tonight. Pastor, how are you?
Well, I am blessed, and I was just thinking as you were initially coming in here, talking about testimonies and being overcomers, and I'm always reminded that Revelation 12:11, where we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it's something about giving a testimony. It gives each person, as they do it, a spiritual boost, it seems. You know, I'm always on a high when I give a testimony, and it seems like the other people that do are the same. So it works. We edify people by giving a testimony, but then at the same time, it comes around the circle, we're edifying ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. And that is, when we do give the word of our testimony, we're giving that because of the blood of the Lamb. So you see, I never noticed that scripture until I met Pastor Cox. And the more and more I think about that scripture, ponder on that scripture, and see the application of it, I understand how we do overcome by it. Because when we give that testimony to someone, you know, that, hey, you know, I had that problem with alcohol, and this is what the Lord did for me. Or, hey, I had that problem with depression, here's what the Lord did for me. Or, hey, I had that problem with sex, fornication, or pornography, or things like that. But this is how the Lord helped overcome for me. Or I was dealing with grief, and this is how the Lord overcome for me. As we give those testimonies, we're showing how the blood of the Lamb, and there is nothing more powerful than the blood of the Lamb to help us overcome.
And a person cannot argue with the testimonies either. And yeah, it's most amazing how that works, and edifying others, edifying ourselves. When someone hears how someone got free of depression or whatever, and they may very well have the same problem, and it starts soaking in. Well, if that person got free, maybe I can get free too this way, this kind of ministry.
Yes. And speaking of testimonies, why don't you give us some testimonies of how this week went?
Well, we had 12 for exorcisms Monday night. It was a great evening, and people from all over the state, as usual. I don't recall if we had anyone from out of state this week. Well, you know, we had 25 the week before. We had a couple of groups that came in and really ran the numbers up. But 12 to 15 is what we've done. New people coming, usually new people. Some have had to come back for additional ministry or didn't get through. Some are people are more complicated than others. But overall, we'll have around a dozen to 15 people, and usually new ones, coming every Monday night. And that's happened now for 34 years. It still blows me away to think it could be 34 years, but it is funny how it is, one week at a time, and the next thing you know, 34 years have gone by. So here we are. But hallelujah. How uplifting and exciting and fulfilling it is to be in the middle of this kind of ministry and seeing the power of the Holy Spirit go forth.
Yes, it is. And what's neat too is when that Holy Spirit's working in you and you're out witnessing to people and this and that. I had a situation where I meant to give it last week, but I was feeling a little under the weather, so I took last week off. But I had a customer that I was sitting there talking with her, and you know, I only see my customers twice a year. And it was funny because I don't remember talking to her. I don't remember praying with her. I don't remember witnessing to her, but it made a difference in her life. And she was telling me those things. And when she was talking to me about it, I said, no, I don't remember that, but it does sound like something I would have said to you. But I had an opportunity to talk to her, and she had a customer with her, and we prayed, and I showed her how to, they were both concerned for their children, and their children, getting caught up in the ways of the world, their adult children, which can happen, and being too busy with work. And I was talking to them how that's a spirit. When they get obsessed, it's almost a spirit of idolatry, and how you have to come against that spirit. And I taught them how to do that. And as we were praying, I was showing them that I wasn't asking God or Jesus to do it for me. I was exercising our authority with it. Any authority that I have, being that this was their mother's, to exercise upon their children. And I said, do that daily. Bind that spirit. Tell it to be quiet. Talk to them about, having the Holy Spirit and Jesus speak truth into their hearts. And what was really neat was the lady who was getting her hair done by my customer. She was talking about there used to be men in my church that did this, and it seems to have just disappeared. And she goes, I remember. She goes, they would pray like that. They would command things. They would do this and that. So it brought some memories back to her. So hopefully, whatever church that was, I don't remember what it was, but that'll start back up again for them. So but that was just a bit of a little bit of something that happened with me that I wanted to share. And it does bring, when you hear the testimony, the feedback, it does. And it keeps you wanting to do it again and again.
Absolutely. Once I tasted of the power of the Holy Spirit going forth and using a little us as a vessel, I had to see it happen again and over and over. And so I get to see all this most every week a number of times. So I continually praise God that somebody shared this with me, because I was age 44 before I got introduced to this works of Jesus and how Christians are to be doing it, commanded to be doing it, in fact. I had an interesting case Monday night. I in some western part of the state, I was able to get the pit demon up and interrogate it. And it went into a full manifestation while I was on a one-to-one, and found out what was going on. The destroyer was a head demon, and it had around, that, I think it was 10 under it, and got the top 10 lies it was telling this man. And also, it had been responsible for blocking employment. He had come from out of state. He used to live here, been gone a few years. He'd come back to Oklahoma and had resumes out, and he's a real sharp guy, and nobody would hire him. And as I interrogated that demon, it disclosed that it was responsible for blocking. You know, those, when there's an assignment out, which that was, it can influence the demons in the people we're trying to do business with, or in the case of employment, influence the demons in those people in a negative way, so they will not either buy or hire, that kind of thing. So all that's going on out there. So it sure was good to get that stuff blown out, praise God. He was loaded with a bunch of gifts. I wrote those down for him, and as the Spirit gave it to me, and then packaged them all up and sent them out. So it felt really good, as usual. I mean, there's no way you wouldn't feel better getting these spirits cast out, of course.
Well, I look forward to hearing the testimony when he calls and tells you how he got a job.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on the show next week. So we'll see what the latest is, if he... Wouldn't surprise me a bit if he isn't hired by someone this week, with those demons gone that are blocking him. Well, how much of that is going on out there, though? You know, we just get a little taste of it here, but that's how the enemy is operating and pulling off all kinds of stuff to block Christians' lives.
Well, there's definitely a lot of spirits affecting people in this world today. I mean, it's easy to see how it's affecting the non-Christian world. And it does attack the Christian world as well, too. And we, being Christians, should be able to recognize that and operate against it. But so few people realize this part of the ministry. You know, I was pretty close to the same age as you, Pastor, when it was first shared with me, because I believe I was only 42 at the time. So, you know, that's why we get this out. We want people to know out there that, hey, you don't have to go 44 years with this. You can learn right now. And if you are, or even older than that, it's not too late to operate in that. Because as we read the gospel, and as it comes, I mean, so much about the gospel that seems to just be coming more clear and clear to me, which happens as you read it, of course. But these were not written to the unbelievers. When Peter says, hey, we've got an adversary, the devil, who's a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. he wasn't talking to the unconverted. He was talking to Christians.
Absolutely.
Those that were spread, so those that were dispersed abroad. And when you see those things in there about, you know, I've seen things as silly as people say, well, once you've been saved, you don't have these issues. They don't affect you anymore. Well, Christians still get sick, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, and what does James tell us? And James is talking to Christians. It's almost silly, and I know what it is. It's the spirit that convinces people they don't need this part of the ministry, which is a shame because they're opening themselves up. They're denying themselves so many gifts of the Holy Spirit because they actually, in my opinion, they quench the spirit when they deny this part of the ministry.
Yes. Yes. So true. Well,
and
we're telling it out there, and hopefully people
are
hearing it and learning about it. Again, how man to know until someone tells it? And
that's right.
And
we have someone that's getting ready to come on and tell it for us, Pastor. We have Spencer. Spencer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking me to join up with y'all tonight.
We appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you for calling in, Spencer, and you might back up from the phone just a little bit. If it overdrives,
okay.
It distorts some. I just hold the phone back 4 or 5 inches maybe. Well, I'm excited you're here, and if you could just give some history on yourself, Spencer, and when you were born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then how you learned about deliverance and physical healing and inner healing and all that. And you've had some ministry yourself and seen people around you get ministry. And why don't you just share? We've got about 20 minutes to visit.
Okay. Well, thanks again for inviting me here tonight. I live in Oklahoma City, and in 1975, is when I got saved. I was working for Honeywell in the computer industry, and my wife and I had been married to each other and divorced twice. We had a little 2-year-old daughter, and those were very selfish years back then for me, and I got to a point of really feeling empty and felt like I had nothing of value. And as I was working at my optical comparator back then in the computer industry, I was trying to make sense of my life, and I just couldn't. And I was asking myself, what's wrong? And in an audible voice, God spoke to me and said, you've left God out of your life. And immediately,
wow.
It was a witness to me. I said, that's it. That's what's wrong. So I left work, went home to my apartment. I called my sister, who was a Christian, and I told her to tell me about God. And collapsed on the floor. She shared Jesus with me, and I received him into my heart, and he saved me at that time. My wife, who lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I called her, told her what had happened to me, and she didn't much care because she didn't care for me at all, and just basically wished me the best and didn't want to have anything to do with me. So I've learned something since then because I asked my family, for all of us, to start praying for her that she would get saved so that her and I could be back together. I didn't know how long that was going to be, but it ended up being a week because she was in her apartment, in her bedroom, late at night, laying on her bed, trying to sense of her life and the mess that she felt she had made of it. And all of a sudden, she felt the presence of Jesus. She knew that Jesus was there in her bedroom. And he spoke to her and said, if you'll give me that mess, I'll give you something brand new. Which she did.
God.
She gave him that mess, and then she received Jesus Christ as her Savior. And the next morning, she got up, and all she wanted to do was be back with me. And she grabbed our little stuff. We've been together.
Wow. Praise God. What a testimony, just that part. We'll go right ahead, Spencer. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, I've told many people that God has been speaking to me ever since. And he gives me dreams.
Wow.
I was real eager to learn a lot about God, and so it dawned on me that I'm sleeping at night, and I said, Lord, you know, if there's anything you can do with me at night while I'm asleep, I'd appreciate any kind of shortcut. And that's when I believe I began having dreams. They were spiritual dreams that gave us a lot of insight about God guiding me and my wife. And we had three more children. So we had two boys and two girls. All in a divine way, had everything to do with God's timing. And it led us so that we stayed on his path. But moving on into deliverance, what surprised me, Everett, is that I didn't know about demons, demonic attack, demonic oppression, anything about demons being able to control me and my wife. So as you can imagine, we had that old baggage from our earlier days, and we didn't know anything about, you know, drawing a bloodline or closing doors or anything. But there was a big movement back there in like 1983 down in Dallas. I found out about it, and I just knew God wanted us to go. We did. We were driving down there, and all of a sudden, it was like a mist was in my car, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit. I said, what is it? And about that time, an 18-wheeler had some equipment come off of it, and some of it crashed into our windshield and our car, and caused us to have to pull off the road, and we did, and I knew Satan was trying to keep us from going there. And we turned around and were able to drive it back to Oklahoma City, get in another car of ours, and drive to Dallas. Got in late at night and got in on that ministry there in Dallas and went through deliverance.
Praise God.
It was amazing to even receive that knowledge and to get all those demons out of us and off of us. It was very euphoric. It was almost like being saved again. As you know, I went through many years there. You and I have been friends for many years. And I felt that weight again that I had, you know, opened some doors again. Something was wrong. And thank God for your ministry and our friendship where I could come to you as recently as just, I think it was about 2 years ago, Everett, I was up there in your office. And we went through a cleansing again so that I could be freed up, see more clearly, deal with anything Satan was trying to do to stop my calling for him, which I'm very much involved in doing his will here in these last days.
Praise God. Well, you're going forward, and of course, those spirits, the more you knock them out, they're trying to block us, so by the deliverances you've had, that keeps you on path to keep going and into your destiny. Mm-hmm.
So what,
yeah, I mean,
what happened,
you know,
after that?
Lord, it wasn't my choice. I was just following the Lord. He moved on me. I came out of college. I graduated in 1976, a year after my wife and I got back together. And at the time, we had a son. And I had an appointment to apply for or be interviewed with a major oil company. I forgot about it, actually. I was sitting rocking my new baby son. And God spoke to me again and said, it's time for that interview. And I just made it on time up at school. Went into the oil business. 2 years later, 1981, he called me to start my own company, a pipe and supply company, which never was my intention. So I started that walk as owning my own company, which was quite a lesson, many, many lessons to be learned there. And then in 1991, he had me start my own oil company. And I got the name for it while I was in Israel because that's one of my main callings, is to help find oil in Israel for Israel. So the name he gave me was to call it Harvest Oil Company. And it was for the purpose of the great end time harvest of souls, to help with that. So I've done that.
Praise God.
And he's shown me wells. He's given me wells that I didn't drill, like the scriptures say. And I'm holding fast to that calling to this day.
Hallelujah.
Well, don't
you're
forget
continuing into
here,
your...
I had this recent healing after you prayed for me.
Yeah, and what about your friend you sent recently? You might touch on him briefly.
The friend I was counseling?
Yes.
Yeah, this
is having a marriage problem.
I just had my quiet time this morning, which I don't know anything more valuable than having a quiet time with the Lord first thing in the morning, or, you know, whenever you can. But what came this morning was the importance of counseling and helping, because God has taken us through stuff and we're blessed to be a blessing. So I was counseling him, but in this study this morning, I was talking about everything fit together in his universe. And what I was reminded of there is that I thought this young man called me for counseling because he knew me, and his wife had left him, wanted nothing to do with him. And he was a friend of my oldest son, and I met with him to counsel him. From that, I told him, you know, there's all this you can go through, counseling, you can go through books, the psychologist, all that. But I said, if you want a shortcut to really get ahead, you need to go see my friend Everett Scott. The first thing you need to do is go through a deliverance so that you can fight the fight and have armor instead of just being defenseless. So I'm counseling him. He agrees to meet with you, but then I call you to ask you if you can meet with this young man, which of course you said yes. You're such a giving person. You've really been a great man of faith and sacrifice to me, and the work that you do is so available all the time. And from that, I'm telling you about meeting with him and setting all that up. And I mentioned to you that I'm scheduled to have my operation the following Tuesday morning. This was like on a Wednesday you and I were talking. So in 2 days, I was scheduled to go in the hospital for an operation to remove kidney stones. Well, you perked up when I said that, like, hey, wait a minute. Before we get to talking, I want to pray about your kidney stones. Like, we can do that, and you don't have to have that operation. So we finished talking about the young man, who, by the way, is doing much better, told me he thought that deliverance put him on the right path. Now he could do what needed to be done to put him over his wife. So then, from that, what got me there was you said you wanted to pray. You prayed, and the first thing you did, you cursed my kidneys. That just stuck with me. It kind of was like, you know, getting hit between the eyes. Cursed the stone, commanded them to dissipate, and for me to be healed. And of course, I appreciated that and everything, and went on. Didn't change the schedule, but the next thing I knew, I was telling my wife, wonder what happened to those kidney stones. I don't feel anything. I don't feel the ache.
Weren't you having pain? Were you having pain? Pain with that as
constant
well?
Constant pain. Oh, yeah, I had severe pain at times. I had pain kept me up most of the night, taking pain pills. But after you prayed, I'm not sure about the exact timing there, but next thing I know, it was like nothing had ever happened.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened next?
The rest of the story is that they wanted me to come in the Monday before the surgery Tuesday to the urologist. So he's an expert in his field, 5-star rating here in Oklahoma City. And I go in, and as I'm driving, Sunday night, actually, God reminded me. I said, Lord, I'm just not feeling anything. Well, God reminded me, ever prayed for you. I said, that's right. I got to thinking about that. And then I'm driving in, about a 30-minute drive the next morning, and I'm talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you know if I get over there, they wanted to do x-rays one more time for exact location of the stones in the kidney, in the ureter, any moving down. That was at 9:30 Monday morning. So I said, if I get in there and those x-rays show no stones, I said, that's going to be so powerful to my family. And I also felt like the Lord put in me that it'll mean something to this young man because I would tell him about you ever praying for me, and that would just give him an extra hump for the fact that he was coming to see you, a man of God who had prayed for me, and I was healed. So I go in the doctor's office. I hear him out there at the screen, the computer screen, looking at my x-ray, my new x-ray. So here the doctor comes and gets me. He's a Greek guy. He's probably 60 years old. And he's baffled. He's puzzled. He's like, now what? He started wanting to go over everything. You didn't feel anything? Nothing passed? It was 5 millimeters. He said, you would have felt that. That's right at the size that you almost can't fathom. 5 to 6. I said, no, I never felt anything. So he says, here, look at this. He shows me the new x-ray. No stone. Anyway. And I said, well, where were they?
Praise God.
I clicked over on the computer, and it switches to the x-rays he took the first time about a week and a half before. And he looked at the ones at the hospital. I'd go to the emergency room in the hospital, and they had x-rays. There's the stone that Monday morning. No stone. Can't find them anywhere. So I almost start telling him right there, a friend of mine prayed for me, but I felt a check because he wanted me to come back in a couple of weeks to double check everything. And that's what I'm doing. I'm scheduled to go back in, and then I'm going to share with him. Plus, I'm going to take a picture of the x-ray showing stones and then the x-ray with no stones. But we've been praising God for that healing, believe me.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. After Thank Jesus God. And what he brought to us from the cross, he paid for our sin, but he paid for our healing if we will speak and apply it and also close any doors. I had asked you about forgiving before we even started into the praying, since we've seen that will block everything.
And you were clear on the forgiving, and then we were able to go right into it. So what a testimony, Spencer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Evan.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Everybody out there, this is the first time I spoke, and it reached out across the world. And just pray for me in this calling to help Israel have their own oil on shore. I know they have offshore natural gas, but they need oil on shore, which God called me to do some years ago and showed me where to do it.
Yes. Well, amen. Agree. Well, in just a few seconds remaining, anything else you would tell the people before we hang up?
Well, I just pray that everybody knows the Jesus Lordship commitment, where He's boss of your life. You want to do His will. And like I raised my children, everybody's great there, and I have 9 grandchildren now, which we're just totally happy about, that it's not our will, but that His will be done in our lives. And that He's boss of our lives. It's a Jesus Lordship commitment.
Yes. Well, thanks, Spencer. What a testimony, and how edifying for the listeners.
Yes,
thanks
thank
for calling
for
again.
Thank you.
Good night to you. Good night to you, Spencer.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Wow, Stone's instantly gone. That is just absolutely awesome. And while he goes back and gets that picture, he's going to be able to show people here they are and here they aren't.
Yeah, it's kind of proof of the pudding, isn't it?
It is proof of the pudding, and that's just absolutely fantastic. That's Jesus. He's still healing. He was healing 2,000 years ago at the cross. He's healing today, and that's wow. This is so awesome when you hear a testimony of someone's healing. It really edifies me, encourages me, and if you have any of the issues out there, just keep speaking those positives. Keep speaking those positives that I am healed. Command whatever it is that maybe you have stones yourself, and command those stones to break up, disappear, and pass through safely. And that's just an awesome testimony. Awesome testimony.
Amen. Amen. And
heal,
of course,
heal the sick, cast out demons.
Yeah.
That's a great commission.
Builds faith to hear those testimonies, because if the Lord did it for one, yes, He'll do it for another. But that unforgiveness is slippery, and that will sure block. So that was why
that'll
we covered
block
that.
That'll block just about everything. It's just holding on to that is just not worth it. It's really not worth it. And it's just so easy to say, Lord, I'm just going to leave it before You, and I forgive this person. I bless this person. And, Pastor, we have our next caller on the line. Is it pronounced Gara?
Gara.
Gara?
Yes.
Hi, Gara.
Gara, okay.
How are you?
Well, thank you for calling this evening.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, me too.
You, Gara. Ralph,
okay, I can hear
Missouri.
You.
And, gosh, I'm excited you called in and to share with us. And if you could go over your history some, and as we always tell the person, and give when you were born again, and how you learned about deliverance, and then what experiences you've been having.
Okay, well, I was born again at 6 years old. I had a injury, a minor injury, and I had fallen. Hit my head and saw an angel. Saw a physical angel and knew exactly who she was. Knew who she was. Period. And it was just it was an awe moment. I had a very finger busted open at 6 years old. And I was in no pain. And
wow.
And I went to tell her thank you, and she vanished. And I mean, I knew at that moment that God had came into my life and had delivered me from everything, and from that moment on, it's been a true blessing every day. Later on in life, I got baptized, and 2013, March of 2013, water baptism, and then about 2017. I received the gifting of tongues, and 2018, it's still growing, of course, for discernment of the tongues, and actually a friend of mine introduced me to deliverance ministry at your facility at 900 North May in Oklahoma City, and I have loved it ever since the first session of being delivered. It was so amazing. I mean, miracle upon miracle. I felt things moving out of my body. You know, the weight being lifted off of me from burdens that I had carried and that I didn't even know were still there, but they were. And I moved on to training. Love it. I love the...
What were some of the changes?
I love seeing the miracles and being a part of it.
What were some of the changes that you saw then when you were in deliverance? Do you remember what some of the changes the spirits were that came out?
Oh my goodness. For my body, in my body, I had, it was the weirdest thing. You know, the weight lifted off my shoulders, but in my stomach, I had a back issue, and in my stomach, it was like I could see this triangle shape, and I had been prior in rainbows, which is a part of the Masonic Lodge, and that's probably what that was. That's what I'm seeing. That's what that was. The triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And it twisted and came out of my body. And it was doing a 360 and coming out of my body and was removed. And it was just, that was just for me. I have seen people being delivered. We've had from spirits being removed, had people that would grow up, and just praying over them in tongues. I mean, that it's, you wouldn't think that would happen, but it does. the more the yawning, there's lots of yawning. People don't believe that happens, but it does. And they're like, oh, that felt really good. That, you know, getting it out. It's been a true blessing to be a part of it.
And you've gone through the training now, Tara, and are become a team leader.
Yes.
How's that feel?
Yes, I truly enjoy being able to do the one-on-one, and having that one-on-one contact with people. And there was a man that I prayed over just this Monday night, and he had a lot of weight lifted off of his shoulders. He said he felt tons lighter. And also, when I was praying for his body for physical healing, he could feel his fingers tingle. He was out of alignment with his arm, and his vertebrae was out of alignment. You could feel the bones and everything move and separate and straighten. I said, "Did you feel that?" And he goes, "Oh yeah." He said that felt good. You know, I mean, he was jumping up and down for joy. He was very, very happy to have that. And I'm just so glad to help those, lead those closer to God, and make sure that they have tools and the keys to keep them free, and know them, make sure and let them know, always turn to God for everything.
Yes, and you know, there's so many people that, so many Christians, think about it, that could feel that problem list out if it was presented to them, probably marking around 36 or so.
Yeah.
It's just throughout the Christian body, they go to church and go to church and go to church the rest of their lives, but they never, no one ever focuses on them in this kind of ministry, doing this works of Jesus that he told us all to do as believers. But you can see, Tara, how many are around us like that. I mean, in our walk of life, you can look around and see people, if they've never had deliverance, you can bet they've got their share of this stuff.
Yeah.
You see a lot of people don't believe in it, and
you know, if you just give things a chance and actually show up and give God a chance in your life, you'll see miracles happen. And things change in your life for the better.
Yes. Yes, and we're trying to spread this out as much as we can. That's why we're doing the radio show. And, of course, while people have certain ideas and their doctrines from the various churches, when you hear what Jesus has done in these testimonies, no one can argue with it, you know. You can't say, no, you're not healed, you know. Because you are.
Can't argue with God. He's always
that's
right.
That's right. And the testimony that, man, that was on just before you called in, he was telling about physical healings and all, and even on stones, kidney stones. And so when you hear those testimonies, and he even had x-rays of before and after prayer, and it's when I say prayer, I'm talking about commanding. While prayer works various ways for deliverance and healing, it's certainly clear that we are to be in a command mode, using this power of attorney that Jesus brought to us, and going against this stuff directly, commanding it to go. And It's kind of hard for all of us because we've grown up the other way, and it takes a little while to adjust over to the little us. They're supposed to be doing this commanding in Jesus' name. And you know, how did you feel about that? Was that hard to get hold of?
No, you know, once you command something to happen, you can feel a difference. Rather than just saying, you know, you don't want to pray for God's will to be done. You pray that it is done. It is done because he stands by his word, and his word is solid, that he will never forsake us. You know, he is always there for us, and he's going to do it. He said it in the Bible. He will do these things. And that we are going to do those things. Not only, you know, but commanding the spirits to do it. Because I even did it on myself. The doctor told me I had kidney stones and I had polyps on my ovaries. And they had done x-rays, so I had tons of kidney stones and polyps on my on my ovaries. And they did two x-rays. I was at the hospital and they did, you know, one and said there was tons on there and did turn around and did it again and they were all gone. After I'd prayed for it, just commanded them to go. And
you did that with yourself.
My husband, I commanded a healing on him before a heart surgery when they had found, they said that he had several abnormalities in his heart. And it was all blocked up and he even had to wear a heart monitor for a month. And in that whole month, they were, you know, they analyze it by the frequencies and they took him and they were going to do surgery and they went and did surgery and they said, you know, pray for it right before the surgery. And they said, there's nothing there. It's gone.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
So, I mean, commanding it to go.
Surgery.
Boom. In uh-huh. the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know?
What awesome testimony. It's too bad he didn't get the x-rays or whatever he needed to do on those tests so he didn't have to go through the operation, which is, I know, painful.
Right. And, I mean, they went to check and they said, no, there's nothing there. He's fine. They're like, wow, you know. And the x-rays, he has he had two x-rays done and they had said, you know, you got tons of things going on. And then the heart monitor was saying that he had tons of things going on. But praying right before the surgery, it was gone. You know, there was no abnormality. You just command the spirits to leave and that's it. You know, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's done. Believe in faith in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a testimony that'll build faith as well. So we've had some great physical healing testimonies tonight on the show, and I'm sure glad you thought to share those. I wasn't aware of them that they'd happened, but gosh, that's amazing. And of course, having seen that, your faith is built even higher, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It grows and grows every day. I try to stay, you know, faithful as I can be and grow and pray every single day and ask God more and more and more. You know, even in the toughest battles, I still praise God because I know He's right there with me.
One of the questions we had on our interview, when we sat down with someone, a minister does, is about what are their physical needs. And of course, we find there are usually some there. And so we do the deliverance first, and then, of course, coming against any spirits of infirmity. And then, of course, pray healing at the end. So with what you've learned and are doing and the anointing that you have, Kara, so far, you're ready to go after them when they come and have those physical needs. You're armed and ready, aren't you?
Oh, yes. And I enjoy it. I mean, seeing it and, you know, people think that it's tricks and this and that. It's not. You feel it. You can feel the bones adjusting. You can feel it moving with your, I mean, they can feel it. You can feel it. So it is real.
Yes.
And it's amazing. And people leave their pain free. You say pain go, and it's gone. Worms adjust; they're adjusted, you know. And you can't argue with Christ, you know. In the name of Jesus Christ, pain go, and it's gone.
Yes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If only the Christian
and it just,
body
it
would get
fills
hold of
my
this.
Soul every time just to hear people, you know, being fulfilled and so healed and enlightened and want to spread the good news of God's healing power.
Well, Gary, in the just a minute remaining, what would you say to the listeners in winding up here about this type of ministry?
This type of ministry, I would say, it's not necessarily for everyone. It is needed for everyone. Everybody needs deliverance. We all have things that come against us, and we all need to be delivered from them. That doesn't mean that you need to be a leader of it, but we are called to, we're all called to preach God's goodness and God's word. But this is such an amazing, event to go to in Oklahoma City. And if you can, anybody, please do whatever you can to make it there, to even listen to it on the radio, because it is such a difference maker, a life changer, and it's amazing when you give the power of God to change your life.
Amen. Well, Garrett, thank you so much for sharing all that awesome testimony. Really appreciate you calling in, and I'll be seeing you on Monday night.
Yeah,
all
thank
right,
you, Garrett.
Amen.
We do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a
God bless
week.
You.
God
bye
bless
bye.
You.
Well, two fantastic testimonies, both with healing. And it's encouragement to hear because we do have that Wednesday night prayer meeting before this show comes on. And there is such a need in this world today for that healing, the healing power of Jesus. And it's just such an encouragement to hear people that hey, this is what happened to me and this is what I had and now it's not there. And I praise the Lord for it. And that is just a fantastic thing to hear. Part of overcoming.
Might mention the book, Ralph.
I will. You can get the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. It has nearly 40 years worth of experience laid down in it. You can call Richard at the office at 307-742-7582, and he'll get that sent out to you. If you need to also, you've got the website, deliveranceusa.com, and you can go there. If you can't get to Oklahoma City, which is okay, it's all right there, the self-ministry, the training, the videos, you can go right along with it, just like you're sitting there in Oklahoma City. They'll sit down with you and take the door closing prayers and the other things. But it's all there for you to do. It's very, very laid out, very, very easily, very simple. And a system wins out every time. It's just their experience of what's worked for them. And it's just a fantastic book, so I highly suggest it. But we do thank everyone for joining us this evening. We'll be back next week, and God bless. Have a good evening.
God bless everyone.
And verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions
and to overcome all the power of the enemy
to overcome. Given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions
and to overcome all the power of the enemy
to overcome.